Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, you're right. It was initially a shock. And I think I went through a series of emotions. I think one, after the initial shock, you kind of think, and I don't know whether this is just a kind of character thing, personality thing, I kind of thought, how can we fix this? How can we make this right for Phil? You know, what can we do to solve this problem almost, if you like? And I think soon after that, realizing there's nothing you could do except pray for him, was a kind of feeling of helplessness in some ways. And I think at that point, it does challenge your faith to some extent to think, gosh, you know, there's nothing we can do here. Only God can intervene, or you know, what we don't know what the future is going to be. But I think similar to Phil's experience was actually almost paradoxically had an amazing feeling of God's closeness, and that we could trust God through it all. So I suppose rather than I suppose sometimes people think that that will actually make your faith poorer, it actually can draw you closer to God and make you more aware of His presence. Because I suppose, you know, suffering and sorrow and death, they are part of life. We're all going to die one day. And so you just become aware of God's closeness through, as well as your own mortality.
It's that question, though, then, particularly perhaps people who don't have a faith often ask, which is, well, if you have such a strong faith in God, how could a good God let something like that happen?
Yeah, no, and that's a completely valid question. That's a question that's been asked for millennia, and from people of faith and no faith. I suppose, you know, the fact that all for death comes to all of us, and sorrow and suffering will be part of our lives. And I think, you know, we've got to recognize that doesn't in any way, the fact that are those things in life doesn't prove that there isn't a God any more than life and joy and beauty and all the wonderful things in life prove definitely that there is a God. I think, you know, we see both these things in our lives, and we have to accept that for whatever reason these things go through us. But what we can know is that God will be with us through it, and many of us in our lives have proved that through the most difficult circumstances.
Why write a song? I mean, obviously it's what you're about, isn't it? But why at this particular moment choose to write a song about that experience?
Yeah, I didn't in any way intend to. It wasn't a plan to do it. In fact, what happened was you know, was living with this and coming to terms with that and going through all the processes you do in terms of that sense of grief and concern about the future. And I happened to be at a, it was a songwriting seminar, and somebody was speaking about writing from the well within and finding out what's in the well within you right now creatively. And I tend not to write like that. I tend to think, what kind of song should we be singing at in church at the moment? You know, what would be good for us to sing? Quite a cerebral kind of thing. And I just thought, what's in the well right now? And I thought, actually, what's in the well is what Phil's going through. And as soon as I kind of connected with the turmoil inside, a song kind of popped out. Had no intention of recording it or anything. I played it for the family over Christmas because we all gathered together over Christmas, and they had a very strong reaction to it. So I just began to play it, and then played it at a series of gigs that I was doing. And the reaction was really strong. Some people going, that's exactly what I'm feeling. That's exactly what I'm going through. And there was just a momentum that has built since then.
It's called Keep You Here. Phil sings on the track as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
How do you think that will feel to you, perhaps not right now, but in the months and years to come?
Well, I mean, the fact it wasn't, I suppose, just that Phil was singing it. It's actually the whole family was involved in playing it, because my kids play musical instruments and stuff, and we all sang in it. Both families came together to sing on it. And so it was actually, it's been a really special time, a really wonderful time. It had such a fantastic time in the studio, such a sense of family together, expressing something together, expressing love to Phil. And I you know, even just from that point of view, if nobody else outside the family had heard it, it would have been worth doing it just for those moments together. And you know, we've all played, we've all been involved in music down the years, myself professionally and one of my other brothers professionally, but Phil has always wanted to be in studio as well and record. And so when that happened, that was just, you know, amazing as well. So we think of it as a really special time, and it's a wonderful to have that going forward.
What do you think others will take from that song? I mean, you've mentioned it being very much a family experience, but it will,
yeah,
certainly on this program reach a wider audience.
I think the themes that the song talks about are universal. And so I think I'm hoping and praying that it will have a resonance. I know it already has had a resonance for many people, and has really helped them to look to God and invite Him to be closer into their lives during such a time of stress and such a time of concern and not knowing the future. So, you know, I'm really amazed and pleased that it's out there. And just, it's wonderful to know that this is helping many, many people walk a similar similar road to the one that Phil is walking.
How is Phil at the moment?
He's in a hospice now, so he's not doing great, but you know, we're still with him, you know, each day as much as we can be. His family are with him, and we get up to Yorkshire whenever we can because we live down in the south. So it's a tough time, but he's still, his faith is strong, and it's wonderful to spend time with him. And it's a tough road.
Well, best of luck to all of you, and thank you for sharing that very personal story with us here on BBC Radio Sheffield.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Sarah.